right, welcome back. This is Matt from the Artist Connection podcast. Special interview here for Beyond the Dawn Radio. Thank you in advance to T. Dawn for this opportunity. My guest today is Rudy Mallory from the band Eleanor Rising. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great.
Good, good.
Calling you in Vancouver, British Columbia, right?
Yes, you are.
Never been. I was as far north as, I was in Seattle, and then I was also in Bellingham, Washington, which I think is just down the road a bit from you, right?
It is very much down the road from us, yeah. It's a sister city. We're just as wet as Seattle and Bellingham.
Oh, wow, so. Nice. Beautiful part of the world, right?
It is. It is. I can't complain. I love it here. We've got the water. We've got the mountains. Just the greenery. It's got everything.
Yeah, it sure does. Born and raised there, I take it? That's where you're from?
Lived here pretty much all my life. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. So. I'm on the East Coast of the United States. I'm in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. So, other side.
Yeah,
of the
I've got family living in the East Coast. Like, how close are you to Philly?
Oh, I'm just less than an hour north of Philly, right up the road.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I'm in this pretty sweet spot. You know, I have an hour to go to Philly, yeah, and about an hour and a half up to New York City, and an hour or so to the Jersey Shore. So I really like where I am too.
Nice. Yeah, I like the East Coast. I like closer to Rhode Island. I've been to New York, been to Philly, obviously because of family, and been to the Carolinas again for family.
Yeah.
So yeah, I love both coasts, both sides of the of both our countries.
What's your impression when like maybe you think of the first time you were in Philadelphia or New York? Is it, do you have cities that big out your way, or was it just kind of like over sensory overload?
No, Philly reminds me. Well, it's two different lifestyles, I think, but both Philly and New York remind me a lot of Toronto, just for the sheer size and the diversity of it. I think that's where I think Vancouver is probably closer to feel for what I can consider is San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for those two cities, I would say the closest thing that Canada has, it would be Toronto. So
nice.
Just in sheer size and just everything that's being offered. But I'm a West Coast kid, so. The lifestyle, the pace and the lifestyle was just a little too fast for me back there.
It can be. That's what strikes me too when I travel to different parts of the country, how unique everybody's style is and how that impacts kind of their life and really their art. So in your case, the band is Eleanor Rising. You guys formed in 2011.
Yes, we did. Yeah, it's quite the story with that. We were actually, I wasn't the originator of the band. It was more Ryan, who's our lead guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
And our common friend, Carlos, they were in a band together called Covered Red. And when they kind of broke up, I think they took some time away to kind of recharge. And it was when it was time for them to kind of come back together. They were a three-piece, and I got the invite because my passion is just writing. And so Carlos invited me to one of their rehearsals, and kind of that's where it took off, was just looking to see what they had to do and started kind of writing from there. And then I got a phone call from Carlos wanting to know if I wanted to be the lead vocalist from there.
Nice.
And just asked if I wasn't really comfortable with the idea at the time. I was more just still into just writing, and just said, you know what, I'll try out for you guys, and if you like me, great. If not, no hard feelings. I'll still write for you guys. But kind of just took off from there. And we went from being a five-piece band to, for various reasons, down to the current three, myself, Ryan, and Lucifer.